Hello and welcome to the third episode of Walnut Falls on GURPS Con Amigos, the podcast. My name is Caleb Grindstaff, your host, narrator, GM, and all those other things that are important. And we have Kale.
Tyler Russell Jr.
And Charlotte.
Ev Marie Sanders.
And I will be playing every other character. We're going to be starting the day after our last episode, when they did nothing but talking and did absolutely no rolling. In this episode, they'll probably do nothing but talking, but this time they'll do some rolling.
I thought we were going Drake watching.
Yes. Okay, fine. Drake watching. But Drake watching is like, you'd make a couple rolls, I'd do some description of what a Drake looks like, and then it'd be basically done.
Why did we choose to do this?
Well, let's just say that I did a lot of planning revolving around Drake watching.
But it's just going to be watching the Drakes?
Something's going to happen.
I'm going to get eaten by a Drake.
Something.
Well, okay.
You didn't deny it.
I'm just more than willing to let you two speculate. Because letting you two speculate is amazing.
I don't want to get eaten by... by a Drake.
Okay, so Drake watching season. I have box text.
Oh,
just read it.
Yeah, Drake watching season. It's one of the biggest attractions of the area, besides Pegasus riding and the many great hikes nearby, especially Montaña de Abuelo. From June 1st to August 25th, the Drakes fly, gathering food for the recently hatched young. Thousands of tourists come in, bringing great business to all Walnut Falls' shops and restaurants. These tourists primarily stay in cabins on nearby mountains, though. There aren't a lot of, like, hotels and stuff, especially in Walnut Falls proper. You are currently at the falls, as most locals know. The Walnut Falls your town is named after. There's a small crowd here. Angels and half-angels, and a few dragonborn, and a lot of humans. They are all here to see the nesting spots of the drakes and see them fly overhead to their feeding grounds. You are near the front of the crowd, at a railing. The sign nearby said, well, do you want to read the sign about the drakes?
We are the feeding grounds.
No, you would be the feed. If you were to be eaten, of course. So do you want to read the sign?
Yeah, sure.
Walnut Falls is the primary nesting ground of the southern blue and turgon drakes. The southern blue grow to a wingspan of 7 feet to 9 feet, and the turgon to 4 to 5 feet. The turgon will eat small fish and animals, while the southern blue will eat large fish and small deer.
They're just like big birds.
7 to 9 feet wingspan.
Well, no, I have a 10 feet wingspan.
Yeah, but they're also a lot longer than you. Like, their wingspan is smaller, but their length is big.
Still, though.
Yeah. There's some more box text. The railing is at the top of the falls after a long hike of 3.5 miles one way. You'll come to the foot of the trail with y'all as parents. Who allowed you to take the hike with the... with the sheriff and her police partner. Yeah, so the sheriff and the police and her police partner, Richard McKinnon. So the sheriff is Clara Evers. You've been here about 30 minutes after a long hike, like 3.5 miles.
Why were we hiking with the sheriff?
Because your parents work, and their work is currently quite important for tourist season.
Okay.
Actually, this is a part that might get cut. Do you think it's a... I'm basically stealing something from My Little Pony, technically. Which is, angels control the weather.
You watch My Little Pony.
I've watched My Little Pony. Also, too, I don't care. So basically, half angels and angels control the weather.
I know way too much about
it. So basically, your parents are currently kind of have to do a lot of work. Your dad sent pretty similar workload as usual. Him and your two of your older brothers.
Wait, is my dad kind of draconic?
He is also draconic, as is your mom. And all of your brothers and your sister.
I got one sister.
One older sister. She's the only one that's still living at home. Though technically, the older twin, the twins have came home from college for the summer. Like, like this morning, like pretty much they came in this morning. Then your dad woke up. You had made the decision, told him about this decision, and then he noticed, wait, you have white, your scales are all silverly white.
No, we need to replay this conversation right now.
Yeah, but like that's basically what happened.
And then you were
driven up to the foot of the falls, and then you were walked up here. You've seen a couple of people. You've seen a big college group, about 8 people, all of whom are from, who have shirts that say for that they're from UNC Chapel Hill. You have Sophia Rianne, the Talbots, Jonathan.
Names mean nothing.
The Talbots are the, include Jonathan Talbot, who runs the drugstore and is the pastor, Olivia Talbot, Angel, and basically kind of, I probably describe her as kind of the mom of the town-ish. Sylvania, who is someone you know, who is like maybe like an acquaintance or something like that.
Yeah, she was the tall.
Sylvania is 5'10", half angel, dark, long dark blue hair in a ponytail.
She was at the game.
And she's currently wearing...
I don't remember.
No, you're talking about Sophia Rianne. You thought she was suspicious until you heard the conversation about Kamigawa.
Well, I mean, wearing sunglasses inside. That's very suspicious.
No, you saw her with the sunglasses out of the store. Like, when she was coming
towards
the store.
She didn't take them off.
Well, yes. Then, and so, and currently Sophia Rianne, she isn't wearing the hoodie, and she's also noticeably buff.
What? Cool.
Then there's so besides the Talbots, both Lilac Eden and Grace Anderson, who are the kind of awkward employee and the person behind the counter at the game store. Lilac's Asian and pink, is Asian and has pink hair. While Grace, brown skin, long brown hair, currently in a ponytail, and is wearing a baseball cap with her hair going through it.
You get to the Drake watching.
And you're on like a deck with metal railing. It's like a wooden deck with there's a stone bit here, stone walls, and like the falls are literally like right, kind of, right in front of you.
Let us watch for Drake.
So, watching for Drakes.
Yes.
This is gonna be the fun bit, which is called waiting. And me rolling
this
random.
Is not a fun bit.
Rolling random encounter. Rolling Ooh. Random encounter table.
We're gonna get attacked by a drake or two, and then our guides are gonna run off, and then we're just gonna be lost in the woods or something.
No. Because my plot
does
not,
abandons us
and
to be
does
eaten.
Not involve anything like that. So let's see. How long does it take?
Let's see.
That's pretty... So let's see. That's... Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Ev. Tyler.
How old is she?
She's 13. Not, like... She's basically in the same. She is in
She's
the same.
She's so
baby.
Much taller than me, though.
Yeah. You're so much taller than a lot of people your age.
I'm 5 feet tall. She's 13. I'm 12.
I'm talking about you in real life. You're
oh,
so much
life.
You're so much taller than some people.
That's because the people I know are short.
Yeah, and in this case, it's
I feel
the
like
other
that's
way
a
around.
Fair statement.
Like, this is. I don't know what the fair equivalent of this is, but whatever.
No, but usually I'm the tall one.
Yeah, but in this world, now you decide that you'd be short. Now you're short.
No, I'm not, because I'm 12.
Yes, and when you were 12, you were over, like, you were like 5'6".
I don't remember how tall I was.
Because at the end of 5th grade, you were 5'2".
That is true.
Yeah, so like, you were pretty tall and at 12.
Oh wait, how big is the deck?
Pretty big, but there's also a lot of stone. Like there's a big, this is all kind of on a cliff. Kind of.
I have some big wings. I need space for them.
Well, you can close them, like.
No. I stretch my wings out to their full length.
Okay. So.
When does the drake show up?
We need to finish the conversation with your with the person who just showed up.
She just said hello.
She just said hello. I wanted to give you. I was going to give you a description of her, but
what's
am I
going to talk to her about? It's like she is
another person here.
Do you want to hear about the psychotic journey we had in the insane asylum?
Hi.
Why do you sound so nervous?
Oh, right, no. I'm supposed to be a little more confident. Hi. It's hard to switch confidence levels to the pretend that would be confident. It's... Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I curl my wings on myself a little bit.
Oh.
Just
how are you? How are you doing? How are you two doing? Char, you're mildly shy apparently, and you decide to now play up the shyness.
To be fair, I forgot I put the shyness thing there before.
And this is also
and
someone
I don't think
you know.
The only time I actually like talked to somebody a lot was when I kind of talked down at the guy in the game store.
You talked down to your teacher named Otto Olofsson.
To be fair, he's a teacher that I've known for a while.
Yeah, and she's also a person who's lived in the town for about the same amount of time as you have. You've known each other for a long time.
That doesn't mean we're friends.
You've talked to each other and you're...
That doesn't mean we're friends.
And you've kind of been forced to be around her.
One day you're like, get yourself together.
Considering there's not a lot of other people your age, even if...
No, it's like with adults I'm fine, with kids it's like... No.
You didn't react to that with Lilac. You didn't react to that with...
Dude, that was because Lilac was asking stupid questions. No, I forgot about the shyness thing before. Also, you said that she was a daredevilish...
Yeah, she...
Very confident, outgoing...
She's the type of person who... No, I didn't say very... Oh, I didn't say outgoing.
Oh, she's the cool kid.
She is kind of the cool kid.
I'm the kid that knows first aid.
Yeah. And her skills, she knows aerobatics, karate, and acrobatics.
She could beat me up.
What do I have?
She's cool.
I could.
Woodworking, bicycling, boating, climbing.
I mean, her wings are.
Oh, practices. I can make gestures.
I mean, your wings look really cool. And her wings look really cool. She has macaw wings. You have blue jay wings.
I'm going to stretch mine out all the way.
See, now I'm kind of pretending that you closing your wings on that like yourself was not canon because that's like serious shyness.
I close them and then I open them though.
Oh, like so instead of you closing them, it's like hide. It's like
sure.
That's
totally how I did it. I accidentally hit Kale in the face.
Roll dodge.
Okay. All right. How do I do that?
You roll.
Dodge.
You try and roll underneath that number on here.
Oh gosh.
All three.
Yeah. Roll all three.
I was kind of joking. That wasn't
that
supposed. That wasn't supposed.
Says minus
to be
one. Or no, just dodge.
Yeah, just
eight.
The top is number.
That wasn't supposed to be a serious.
Well, he did succeed, so he did get out of the way of your wings expanding.
And
yeah.
It's eight.
I was joking when I said that.
Yes, but when the joke becomes when the joke becomes real, it becomes much better. I mean, it got you to laugh a lot more.
It's not very hard to do that.
Yes, but this is meant to be. We're meant to be entertaining each other, and then and you.
I will admit, I don't care very much about the other side of this.
Well, yes, but I find it fun. I like it listening to it, and then after hearing. That type of thing where I'm like, and you is kind of weird.
And you.
Talking to the audience, it's very strange. Basically, it's like doing an aside on like on the stage, which is kind of weird.
Yeah. It was very frowned upon in cinema.
Yeah, this isn't that type of thing.
What's her name again?
So it's Sylvania Talbot.
Sylvania.
She's named after a street that I saw because I thought this name of the street was pretty.
Great reason to name a character after it.
Like, all of the characters I've named, I basically went, oh, that's a cool name.
I'm going to name a character not Blake.
No.
And then his twin brother will be Blake.
Just don't. That's
no, it was a genuine
really
thing. So,
out.
In the Roman thing, it was like you'd name them, if you had twins, you would name them Steve and then like Auntie Steve or something like that.
Yeah, except that in Latin, it sounds a lot cooler.
Oh, yeah, in English, it's just Anti Steve.
So that's basically the entire conversation. She She tries to be a bit inquisitive and figure out what you two have been up to this so far this summer.
No reaction to me going like this.
She's like, oh, look. And then she does it herself.
We're showing off.
I'm going to dodge again.
No, she's on. Let's just say that she's a lot more trained in her ability to do it.
This is how we say hello.
He's like, what have you been up to so far this summer?
Insane asylum.
You've been there? Ooh, that's one of my favorite places to explore.
Don't explore it anymore. Don't go there anymore. Bad things gonna happen. Don't do it.
Okay. Awesome. I wasn't planning to. Yeah.
Well, no, but you just said that it was one of your favorite places to go to.
Yeah.
So I have to tell you, don't go there.
Because a lot of people seem to think it was haunted. A lot of the little kids were told that it was haunted.
It's genuinely haunted. Don't go there.
Okay.
We almost died.
You notice I turned white.
No.
Well, now you did.
Yeah. That's good on you.
Okay, well, what happened?
Really?
She's unfazed, but two, she's acquaintances with you, and a lot less so with you.
But still, his scales turned white from the stress and the fear, and she's like, it looks cool.
No, that's because that's how he put it. He put it as, like, my scales changed color, not my scales changed color.
Oh, like you dyed
your
scales?
Or a...
Can you dye your scales?
I have no idea.
Dye your feathers?
You could paint your scales.
I don't imagine that would work very well.
Yeah, I know if it was a good organic paint, I bet it would work. I mean, I bet that over the 1,000 years, someone's discovered a way to do something like that.
Someone's like, I want to be even more shiny.
Or I want to be a different color.
Just using nail polish.
Or I want
that
to
would
have
take
a scale.
So much nail polish.
Or I want a scale pattern. So I'm going to spend the effort. I'm going to get someone to.
What did she do?
She seems to expect you to ask her about her summer, too.
How was your summer?
Great! I got to go fly in a race. It was very fun. Got to fly very fast.
That's what you do.
I mean, the best part was the part where they actually got made like two big, huge tubes out of clouds, and I could just fly through those tunnels. It was so cool. Really, and not very, maybe not the safest thing to do, but it was fun.
Since when did daredevils find out when things are dangerous? Or they're like, it's not very safe.
They're bragging about how daredevilish they are.
Yes.
So you go like, it's not very safe, but it was fun.
Yeah. I mean, if I had to say something, like, magic colors she is. She's
red.
Blue, black, and red.
Black?
But because black is like her ambition, she wants to be the best one she can be, which
is
blue.
Is that what ashes?
If you want
to
be
the
best
you
can be. Oh,
I didn't expect you to take the question seriously.
Yeah. If you want to be the best you can be, that's blue.
Okay.
So, can you turn on the light?
Are any Drakes gonna show up?
Well, you're currently in the middle of a conversation.
Trying to guess the right light switch.
Wrong one.
No, that works.
No, I want the one overhead.
But come on, this works.
Yeah, but I like this better.
You know what? That is moody.
I like the mood.
I'm all for dimmer lighting.
It reminds me of the lighting in like the Studio C with the game.
You're looking at me, but I don't understand.
Ooh, huzzah magic powers.
Huh? Huzzah magic powers and something, something, something.
The Guild of Adventurers. Huzzah magic powers and never trust women.
Yes. And no.
I mean, it's very stereotypical.
Yes, which is why it's not the best joke, but whatever. So,
bunch of nerds.
Yeah. So, and after that conversation, she starts to fly, and do like tricks and go. And she go and like, and like if there's like a little cloud nearby, she'll go and break it, and that type of stuff.
Yeah, that type of stuff.
And after the hour, you see many drakes fly over it. Yeah. Sophia takes out her, puts her binoculars and goes and looks up at them. They're, well, and you can, if you, and just, there's a lot of drakes. They're all flying down towards the, they're all flying to go get as much food as they can. And one of the best sources of foods is at the base of the river, base of this, there's a lake down past the farm. And so they're just flying down there. And you're not the popular tourist spot for watching drakes. The popular spot is near the lake.
Can I take off the careful disadvantage? I just, it doesn't fit me.
Yeah, you can take it off. If it, because it hasn't even been relevant, so it doesn't apply. It's one of those things where if it's not relevant, it doesn't exist. Really. Like, if you don't use the thing, it doesn't really happen.
To be fair, none of mine have ever come up. My distractible probably should.
Yeah, but you've pretty much constantly been acting on your curious.
That's true. And I haven't really done any long tasks.
Yeah.
So how far away is the river?
The river? It's a good 100 feet down.
I'm going.
If I jumped in, would I die?
Yes, yes. You would die. Yes, you can jump into the river. No, I would not recommend it. You will die.
I'm not jumping in the river.
Like jumping down the waterfall.
Going near the river.
The river, oh, if you want to go down, if you want to go.
Oh, we're on like a platform above it.
Yeah, you're on a platform. Right? The fall, like. It's kind of like a specific gorge that I've been to. Linville Gorge in North Carolina, where there's. You go up the trail. You go down, and there's, like, a big platform with, like, rock. There's a big rock thing, and then there's a little bit of wooden platform and, like,
where
signs.
Where was this?
North Carolina, Linville Gorge in the in mountains. It's the Grand Canyon of the East of the South.
I don't remember any of the names.
Because there's also a Grand Canyon of the East
in the North. What did you say? Linville?
Linville Gorge. Linville. It's very cool. It's a really nice hike.
Let's see.
We basically did two hikes. We did one hike up to a rock in the middle of the gorge, and we were just really high up. Like, we were up here, and the river was, like, all the way down there, like, over 100, 200 feet. Mm. And it was just, and then you could, actually, probably farther than that.
And?
You look down, and the river just looked like this small.
Here, there are lots of trees, and we're just kind of...
Like, the trees are huge, like 100, 200 feet tall.
So
and
we're...
Oaks and pines.
On platforms that are...
You're on a platform that's over... goes out over the cliff, and also has, like, rock that goes... And you can also stand on the cliff.
How steep is the cliff?
Pretty darn steep. It's not, like, straight down, like a coastal cliff, but, like, it's... Really steep grade, like almost this way. It's
like
pure rock.
This.
A little steeper, a little shallower than that.
I can't
a little
find
steeper
any
than
photos
that.
From the
That's
actual
good.
Trail.
The trail, but if you got you could look for the waterfall at Linville Gorge.
Are there lots of rocks
really
sticking
cool.
out, or is it just kind of smooth?
There's lots of rocks. There's trees growing on the cliff.
I guess since it's
there's
a cliff, I
stuff.
Can't fly down.
Well, you could fly down.
There's nowhere for me to land, though.
Well, there is somewhere for you to land at the bottom of the cliff.
There's, like, an edge to the river.
Like, there's space along the edge of the river.
Yeah.
You could also, like, going from here to the town of Walnut Falls is a good couple, it would be a good couple miles if you're just flying. But you're probably physically capable of that.
Get us down there.
I mean, let's see what's her heavy. She how much does your character weigh?
Mine?
Yeah.
90.
So that means that would be 3 so she'd have a -3 to endurance rolls for flight to carry you down the cliff. Her flight is... Well...
Which trail was it?
Her flight is 10. It was the waterfall. See the fall?
Yeah, but I don't remember hiking that one.
Oh, we didn't.
Oh, well then...
Yeah, we didn't hike the Walnut Call. Like, I did that with the scouts.
Well, I was looking for it, because it's like...
It's really cool. We should have went there.
Okay, but...
It's a national wilderness. So it's even... It's like, the trails are maintained, like, once a year.
Here are a couple pictures.
Yeah. Can I see?
Like, that's kind of what we have.
Yeah, that's basically what I mean, the real, like, and that, I think the real, yeah, that's just freaking steep.
That's why I was asking if there was anywhere for me to actually land.
If you flew down, you probably could get between, there's enough, the I river's
wide enough,
could. You could get between the trees, like, but no, I'm saying probably because you don't know this. Probably could get between the trees and land in the river.
The river
isn't like
wet socks are terrible. I'm not doing that.
You're wearing like hiking boots. You just hiked all the way up here.
Hiking boots are not waterproof. Also, I've never worn hiking boots on hikes.
I just need one. It's like a 2.5 mile hike.
I've worn tennis shoes on a 5 mile hike.
Okay, fine.
But never been particularly comfortable.
You can also
go
between the trees, and there's some spots like the little meadow
either
areas,
way,
and you could land
wet
in the meadow
socks.
Area. You could also land in a meadow.
Okay, let's do this.
Yeah.
Oh.
How much, or what, not how much, what do I roll?
Nothing. Well, first you have to roll to, you'll have to make a roll to grab onto her well.
I don't think there's any way you can, like, hop on my back.
You can't, because there's not enough space.
Yeah, because those are my wings.
So he's going to kind of have to bear hug you, arms and legs on the front.
Okay.
So basically, you're kind of holding him like this, wrapping your legs around him, and he's wrapping his legs around you.
How am I going to fly like that?
Wings?
Yes.
Your wings.
But I would need to be able to, like, have the rest of my body in check. You're not applying any logic to this, are you?
I'm not applying any physics to this.
I'm not talking physics. Anyway. Yes. I have to roll flight.
No. You have to roll to, because he's rolling to grab on. You're trying to grab each other in a way that's correct for this. Also, this looks very awkward.
I mean, it probably is.
Well, considering you're literally wrapping your bodies around each other.
I remember being 12. Everyone's awkward.
And also,
and no one wants to talk to you.
And you also don't.
Because you're all awkward.
And you also don't realize that you're doing something that looks very awkward in front of other people.
No, no, no. You pretend like you don't realize it, but you're really hyper aware of it.
I think this is a case where if you were aware of it, you'd be very embarrassed. But whatever, go. So, basically, you're both rolling dex plus.
I'm gonna roll.
No,
to not care.
Roll.
Dex plus 2.
No, yeah, but you succeeded handily.
I succeeded by 6. Dex plus 2 is 13.
And that's a
5. Oh wait, I did
that's
math
an
wrong.
That's
an 8. For some reason, I was thinking it was.
You're rolling dex plus. For you, dex. -1.
So I was thinking 5 to 11. That is definitely
failure by 4.
3.
Failure by 4. That is a 8 plus a 5. That's a 13. So that's a failure by 4 on dex -1.
Mm-hmm.
If your dex is 10.
But this is a 12.
That's, oh right, I added the numbers wrong. Okay. 12. So you failed by 3. So a total success of 8, I think, is good enough for you to be gripped onto each other.
Do I have to roll for flight now?
Can you pick up my pen? I dropped my.
You dropped your what? Oh, it's on the other side of the table. I can't reach that.
Oh, it's over here. So, okay, let's see. Let's see. So, where's her? Okay. So Vanya notices that you're doing this.
What?
She's the type of person who would notice this. And
wait,
also,
but why'd you have to roll for her to notice?
I mean, she got like a plus two, so she was rolling against the... Well, actually, probably a plus two.
Well, no,
yeah,
but why were you
roll
rolling? Why were you rolling for her to notice? You know, the sheriff who was supervising us should be like, this is a bad idea.
Oh, right.
Kids.
I probably should roll.
No, we're gonna jump first.
Actually, the problem is I didn't give stats to this sheriff.
No, I'm gonna take off first. We gotta fly now. We're good.
No, flight, you don't have... Well, you...
I can fly.
Taking off doesn't require a roll.
Okay, so I take off.
You take off and you start flying. Now we're going to roll endurance. That's an 8, and you have minus 3 to fly.
It's a fail endurance. By 1.
What's your flight?
10.
Oh. You lose 1 FP. Also, your FP's back to 10, so you are at 9.
Oh, no.
And that's for the first minute of flight, and I'm saying this will probably take a good 5 minutes.
But as long as I make it without the sheriff noticing, that's all that matters.
Sylvania is like pointing at you, and if you notice, she pointed at you and kind of went.
What?
Made a heart gesture at you.
You mean you made her make a heart gesture at us?
Yes, but that fits her personality, so.
I can't even do anything back, as I'm holding somebody.
Yeah. She's... I don't want to say what she's thinking.
Caleb. Really?
Yes.
If I can guess what you're thinking...
You probably wouldn't know what she's thinking, so just...
Yeah, we're good leaving it there. It's raining outside.
Yes. This is a PG podcast. We don't need to start...
What? I wasn't going to... Okay, never mind. I'll edit that out.
Let's move on.
Now that you've scarred me for life... I am 12. My character is a 12-year-old.
Hi. She was insinuating that you two were like romantic.
I'm 12.
Yes.
He's 12.
Yes. I mean, I don't know if she's the type who would actually already be in a romantic relationship. She probably wouldn't care about that type of stuff.
Wait, what grade are we in?
7th. Going into 7th.
See, me and my friends always had the awkward relationship where you'd pretend to do that because it annoyed them. And so you go like this, and then they do it back, and it's because it annoys the other person.
Ah, okay.
We did
so
it.
So apparently the
heart
gesture meant annoying.
No, it was to annoy each
meant
other.
To be
it did
annoying.
Not mean annoying.
Meant to be annoying. Okay, let's move on. Now I have to keep it in. Joy. Just because I think it was funny, so now I have to keep it in.
Yes, there we go.
So, we are moving on to the fact that you two are flying down to a meadow.
Meadow, yes.
Yes.
Are there flowers?
Yes.
Yay, I'm going to make a flower crown.
I'm just scrolling for random reasons.
I don't know why. I just want to make a flower crown.
I'll make a flower crown?
Have to roll to make a flower crown?
Well, you have to roll to make if you want it to look good and actually stay on your head.
I just want a flower crown.
So basically you're rolling craft. That's a failure. You try, and you can't seem to get them to stick together.
Can I try again?
After a little bit, I have something first.
Would woodworking work here?
No, because this is woodworking.
Okay, I'll just stick some flowers in my bag then.
Okay, so you start picking flowers?
I just realized I have this thing where I can have a messenger bag, and that would be really
okay,
awesome with the
so I'm
going to
describe the meadow. It's It's a nice meadow. There's there's lots of like little clover flowers, which are really.
Hey, this is
I
one
like
of my
clover
lands.
Flowers.
A meadow.
No. Oh.
Yeah. Meadow.
Yeah. The generic concept of meadow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my character has white mana.
So now you're connected. So now you're feeling like this is a really nice place.
I fall asleep in the grass.
No, you have to roll. You only have to roll prep. First, I'm going to describe the meadow.
Well,
there's lots of little, and there's lots of little purple wildflowers.
Well,
and
what about
little
drinks,
red
though?
Flowers?
Are there any drinks?
The river.
Yes.
Like there's, well, the river
questions.
Is. You're not that close to the river.
Oh.
The river is maybe where you landed is a good
drakes?
200 yards from the river. Yeah, you see a couple drakes fly into the meadow and go. And flying into the meadow to because
why
they,
are we 600 feet from the
I thought you said it was like right by the river.
I said the meadows are down. Okay, not 600 feet, but 600 yards. But
I'm trying to picture this. So like you have the cliffs going up, and then you go like this. And how did I know the meadow was?
No, they're
this?
Not like this. They're like this, and you can. They're like this.
That did not clear anything.
Meaning
up.
That the cliffs are like this, not like this. They aren't
I'll
going...
pretend I understood that.
Convex.
Basically, instead of the cliffs surrounding you, they don't. They surround you when you're on the cliffs, not when you're down from the cliffs.
Okay, so...
Basically, but you're not like that far. You're maybe a couple hundred, like maybe 300 to 400 feet away from the river.
Good flyer.
Yeah. And you're also in like... And there's not a lot of forest in the way. Like the forest is not very doesn't have a lot of underbrush. You can actually like see the river from here a little bit. So you can see the rapids from here. So basically there's all these flowers and the drakes come in the little turgon drake. I think the southern blue are the small ones, right? No, the turgon drakes are coming in, like trying to find like rabbits and foxes and that type of stuff.
Are they gonna try and snatch us up?
Yeah, you two are both a bit big for a turgon. Maybe a southern blue might try, but
this is a bad idea.
But you have the advantage of being able to go and be big and go. And scare it.
That's gonna hurt if it gets injured though.
Yeah. So basically, you see. So and what flowers do you pick? There's white clovers and don't do that. That was actually kind of loud. There's white clovers and there's red flowers and there's purple wildflowers and there's yellow dandelions.
I pick some flowers.
You pick all of them?
Why get into the specifics? Just some random flowers.
Yeah, just some flowers.
Yep.
That's
so
smile.
You pick the...
Is like one of them gonna be poisonous or something?
No.
Okay, that's good.
Did you pick up the purple ones?
Sure.
Oh, I know you picked up all of them because well. Yeah. After picking up the purple one, roll intelligence minus.
Oh no.
4, actually minus 2. This is kind of a reasonable thing. Yeah. You think this flower might be known as like a joke flower or something like that?
What does it do?
You don't know, and it currently does nothing. Okay, back to the fact that there's drakes. The drakes are. Currently hunting and picking up rabbits. We'll pick up like we'll come in, fly in, grab a rabbit, and go up. Or like if a deer, like a little deer, walk like a little
Bambi.
Not Bambi. Like basically like Bambi.
Wait,
actually.
They hunt the babies.
Well, they're not the babies, but the younger ones, not the babies.
I don't want to be here to watch the animals get eaten.
No, they don't get eaten here. They get picked up.
They
and
get,
then,
yes, that doesn't make it better.
They get picked up and then taken all the way up to the nest where the babies eat them. Baby drakes eat them.
Yes, because that makes it so much better.
It means that you don't have to see them be
I don't want to see them get taken either.
Okay.
Hey, that is my sock.
I dropped this. Sorry.
Why'd you have to touch my foot to get to the dice?
Because this was, it was literally touching your foot. Yeah. So you're all the way down here.
So what do we do now?
Whatever you want, you can, like, the river, like, if you literally walk down, it's not a river, it's a creek. But if you walk down the creek, you could actually get all the way back to town. It wouldn't be that long.
Yeah, let's go.
So you're going to the river, you go to the creek.
So seriously, we're just going to disappear, and the sheriff's
yeah.
No, the sheriff was paying attention, but that's not, they weren't there just to supervise you. They were there to supervise all the tourists that came up there.
I thought you said that, like, they came up with us
because
our parents were working.
Yeah, they came up with you. And they also have this responsibility of making sure that the tourists are safe and don't
you
decide to go towards
the thing. You still think
that
they might have, like, grabbed our hands and been like, hey, don't fly off the edge. We gotta keep an eye on you.
Let's just pretend they failed a spot check. Or we're dealing with...
So they just forget that they were dealing with the children and when we go missing, they don't notice?
They assumed that you two... They knew that you two were intelligent. And so they
that is something you should never assume about children. Not that children are
and
stupid,
they were dealing with
but children
they were,
don't always think things
and they were,
through.
And there's also 8 college students that they had to deal with. And also all the others. And also the family
oh,
with
man.
6 children.
Considering the shenanigans we've gotten into so far, you'd think they'd pay closer attention.
Well, the reason they didn't notice your shenanigans is the fact that there was other shenanigans, like the fact that one of the... Some of the college students were just kind of going too close to the drakes. To the drake nests. Trying to go towards the drake nests. And stuff like that.
Okay, so we go back to town.
So you're basically hiking. It's a very cool, it's a very nice hike. It takes forever. You don't get back to town until like, well, you, it's like, it was like 9 when the drakes started flying overhead, and you don't get back to town until like 1. Oh, roll hiking four times.
We totally abandoned.
And if you fail, you lose 1 FP.
6, 11. Oh man, hiking minus, or something minus what?
No, hiking. Just plain hiking.
Just plain hiking.
And
I
lose
1
FP
points for every time I get below it.
Yeah, and you have to roll 4 times.
I lose 1 FP.
Yeah. Mainly the reason I'm having you do this is because it might have mechanical effects later. It won't have mechanical effects until you get down to a certain value. So you already rolled 4 times?
4 times.
Do I lose 1 for every point I'm over?
For every failure.
Just 1 per thing?
1 per failure, yes.
Okay.
I don't know what the exact rules are, but that's how I'm going to do it.
I
actually gave names to all of these NPCs. I'm just... Like, I even gave it names to all the college students. Now we're back to town.
Okay. I'm down to 7 FP.
Okay. So. Where are you? So, now you're at the... I'm gonna need the map.
Where should we go?
Well, I'll tell you where you are first.
Do we have to decide where we're going first, though?
Yes, but you've made it to Walnut Park, or the public park, which is right here. You're here. You are here. There's 2 bridges. There's 2 foot bridges. There's like little bamboo forest. Yeah, and there's some bamboo. There's a bamboo forest. It covers a good portion of it. There it is.
So we saw drakes for like 30 seconds and then we jumped off the
cliff. No, you saw drakes while you were going off the cliff.
Still though.
Jumping off the cliff. I'm kind of tempted to make you roll try check, but I don't think it's worth it. Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I should have thought about that earlier.
Where should we go?
So you're currently at the public park. There's a lot of people here today. It's a nice day. Really nice. It's a really nice
We're
Thursday.
We're not just going to stay and play in the park.
I know.
We have nice important Thursday. Stuff to get to.
Well, where are you going to go? You can go to your house. You can go to his house. You can go to the library. You can go to the courthouse. The diner.
What do we have to do next?
Well, you don't know. You can go to the old church. You can go to Otto's. You can go back to the sanitarium. You can go to the other park.
Did we beat them back?
No. Let's just say that they've probably told your parents that you went missing by now. I just like that you made that decision because now it's just
I was thinking we'd get back up somehow.
If you thought you were going to get back up somehow, you should have mentioned going back up. You should have just said, "Hey, how about we go back up?" But you didn't. And so
you just decided, hey, let's go back home.
I don't know.
I think part of it was the fact that Charlotte didn't think to go back up.
No, I didn't.
And you didn't mention that you wanted to go back up.
You're going to shout at me.
Yeah, you're paying. So, like, overhead, you still see a lot of the drakes flying down towards the lake. Lake is all the way down there. Beyond the farm.
Okay.
And did we come from this way?
You came from here. Yeah. You went up this road.
This where should we go?
Well, you can go to Otto's, which is where your teacher works.
No more insane asylum.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
You could go to the bookstore. You can go to the library.
I'm going to go talk to somebody who's not our teacher about the insane asylum.
Okay, so
have we heard of any other names that might know?
Who
we should
else
go ask your
you
dad.
You could actually talk to Lilac. You could talk to your parents about it.
I'm not talking to Lilac.
You could talk to Grace. You could talk to
We're gonna go talk to
Who's Lilac?
Lilac Eden, he's one
Mr.
of the
lawyers. Mr. Russell.
You're gonna go talk to Mr. Russell? As you walk to you walk up, as you pass the library, the library, you go and you get to his house, and you knock on the door, and there's no answer.
Oh, do you have a key?
Where are we at? My house?
Yeah,
we're at your
house.
Do you have a key?
Yeah, I probably have a key, right?
Yeah.
Pretty logical.
Well, actually, there's a key under the mat.
Boom.
We're in the house.
Locked.
You call?
Call what?
Call for your parents.
Yeah.
They're not in here.
Okay.
Oh, is he at work?
Oh, and there's a package right by the door. And it says, to your name.
Me, specifically.
Yes. And it's like in big, bold letters that look like they were like how you've seen some examples in textbooks of dragons trying to write with like their claws. Looks like kind of like
scratches,
that.
Yeah.
Not scratches. It's like they dipped their claw into ink and then wrote the name. Wrote your to your name. Important business in claw.
Okay, obviously.
So
you
I got open it from a dragon. Okay. I'm gonna open it.
You open it. There's a book.
A book.
It's called. Have the name. Where's the name? It's the Book of Folklore of Juglans.
What's a juglan again?
The world you live in.
Oh.
and also that in it is a goblet with fancy engravings and all that.
The Holy Grail.
roll IQ, both of you.
Oh wait, here's your map.
Yeah.
Oops.
I win barely.
14.
What am I rolling against?
I got 11. Which
I fail on all accounts, 11. Regardless
this,
of what attribute
the,
it
you
is.
You think this resembles something you saw when you went into the old church?
That cup.
That's right!
Yeah. I just barely was listening to it.
Is
so
the
I
pastor a dragon?
No.
That was ridiculous.
I didn't know there was engravings on it.
Yeah. Well, it
I thought you said
cup.
It was like a simple gold.
Maybe
no.
Engravings as in like fancy.
It resembles the one. It isn't.
Oh,
it.
Is it right? Are the engravings writings?
Yeah, is it writing or just...
You don't know.
Fanciness.
You don't know.
Why do we
so
never know?
It's
you don't know. Okay.
Who do we go to talk to?
Oh, and there's also a bookmark in the Book of Tales.
How's it hard to tell? Is it just a fancy pattern, or is it like deliberate different symbols?
It deliberate different symbols. You just don't know whether it's just it could be magic runes. It could be actual. Just it could be just writing. It could be both. It could be neither. Because
this is
just be
very
patterns.
Specific.
So it's writing.
You don't know that. Actually.
Magical runes are still writing.
No, because magical runes aren't intended
okay,
to be
we're
read.
Gonna go to talk to somebody who knows their runes and they
you
can help us.
You,
right?
You don't notice that there's also a bookmark in the book.
Oh, yeah, I'll open that up.
So you open up to the bookmark?
Mm-hmm.
It's on a tale that you know very well.
Like
oh,
a fairy
yes.
tale?
So
we know it well.
Oh, it's a fairy tale. It is not based off of real life fairy tales, so no, you two do not know it well.
Oh, perhaps you should familiarize me with it.
So, a tale what is? It's the tale of the twin dragons. A long time ago, in a place across the sea, were hatched two dragons. The day dragon and the night. Children of Jocelyn. These young dragons grew up fast, mastering their fields of magic quickly. The day dragon, the magic of fire and the day and of combat. The night dragon, the magics of time and of knowledge and of space.
Time and space. That sounds familiar.
After their first public experience, the night dragon grew envious of the day dragon. The day dragon was popular, mainly because the day dragon was awake during the day and all that type of stuff. And the day... I'm paraphrasing. The day dragon... And the night dragon was unpopular. Despite their management of the monsters of the night. Doesn't specify what those are, though it's obvious it's like werewolves and vampires and that type of stuff.
And so the night dragon stopped.
One day... While on a hunting trip, with the night dragon turned their jealousy. Well, their jealousy had been made into a physical being, taken over. Not replaced, but taken over. And the night dragon and day dragon fought for days and days and days. The night dragon, about to stop the earth, stop the sun and all that type of stuff. And the day dragon being significantly weaker at magic than the night dragon, had to use some tools made by his mom and her siblings to the dragon keys to defeat the night dragon.
Were they brothers?
It doesn't specify.
This sounds very familiar.
Oh.
Like a very certain plot of a certain kid's TV show.
Really?
Don't know what's going on here.
My Little Pony.
Really?
You know what I'm talking about, I can tell.
Yes, I do. Okay.
Night thing or creature is jealous of the sun creature thing, and so jealousy consumes them, and the night or the day creature has to trap them. Very familiar.
Oh, and there's also some notes.
Is this gonna play out like My Little Pony? Because I know how that plays out.
Probably not, considering there's some modifications.
Oh, nice.
Several. So there's no notes. It actually tells you what the dragon keys are.
Oh, nice.
There's the Merlin's key, which...
Merlin.
Which, in most children's versions of the story, it's labeled, and it's called an element, mainly because that's a lot more popular with the kids.
Element?
Like, saying element of, like, generosity sounds a lot better than Merlin's key.
What?
Element of generosity sounds a lot better than Merlin's key.
Generosity.
Yeah, it's the element of law, or charity, or generosity, the soul of generosity. It usually resembles like a sapphire inset on gold, surrounded by pearl.
What are the other ones?
The key of Ahutish Shah, element of potential or truth or honesty, soul of honesty.
Honesty.
Usually resembles a piece of jet inset in gold on a sapphire necklace.
Jet.
Oh, that's based off Magic the Gathering.
Is kindness one of them?
Yes.
How many keys are there?
There's this five. It says that the sixth one is unknown. The other ones are the key of Neander-Joachim. It's the element of spectacle or entertainment or laughter. Soul of laughter. It resembles a ruby and scent in gold on a jet necklace.
I like this.
The key of Jaws-Vermeer. Element of freedom or liberty or loyalty. Soul of loyalty.
Yes.
Usually resembles an emerald and set in gold on a ruby necklace.
Oh, that sounds really good.
And the key of Felipe. It says shortened because his name is way too long.
Oh.
It's Felipe de las Montañas.
But what is it? The
element of community or mercy or kindness. Soul of kindness. Usually resembles a large pearl and set in gold on an emerald necklace.
I totally knew this.
These elements are each of two colors of magic. The first, the Merlin's one, being of colors white, blue, which is why it's a sapphire and set in gold with pearls, because it's Mox sapphire and Mox pearl are the moxen for that. And moxen are rare. Like, your teacher owns a few. But moxen are not very common because they're just really annoying to make.
I'm just glad I have the background knowledge.
Actually, there's a good chance that you two will be given a mox eventually. Because, according to your teacher, that's one of the things that you usually get around graduation from magic users is a mox.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, mox. The other moxes are mox jet, which is black, mox ruby, red.
Wait, what is mox again?
Mox is the moxen are artifacts that are really powerful and really difficult to make that you can use to basically power powerful magic and make with for free without having to go and get a create a land bond.
Nice.
And they also make it so you can speed up your magic, because normally you have to go turn on one land bond, turn on two land bond, and then be able to turn it on.
So are we going to have to collect these things?
It doesn't say that.
Aww.
Doesn't say that.
Jet Emerald and Jet Pearl. And the Mox Emerald and Mox Pearl. Those are all the ones. So... Yes, I did steal it from that, but I did not steal it wholesale. I modified it quite a bit.
Anything possibly saying what to do with the cup? Anything relating to the cup?
No. It also says right here, in a different writing, in the same like draconic writing, it says, lost when Night Dragon went away.
Hmm.
Not back till Night Dragon comes back.
What was
it? In reference to the elements, the keys, the souls.
Hmm.
I think the Night Dragon is like imprisoned in the asylum?
Doesn't say that.
Doesn't say
that. I'm not sure. Cause
and so I want to just say one thing. Like, when it says that my dragon not, so like, actually I want you to, can you write this down, like night dragon, so like night dragon, so basically these not elements not come back, gone when lost when night dragon left, won't come back till night dragon comes back.
Elements not
in a draconic, same draconic strict, it was
wait,
a script, it was
elements
on the box.
Not come back. What after that?
It's elements, so when night dragon left, elements left, basically, in shortened version. When night dragon comes back, elements come back.
Okay.
Though they, and the reason they have multiple names is because they're kind of really old. And in this world, My Little Pony does exist, and it's inspired by this. Why did I do that? Because that's what a lot of people will do.
Though, I do have a question.
What?
So, based on source material, does this mean we're going to have to find the amount of people equal to the amount of elements and figure out which person matches up with each element?
You don't know.
Oh, come on.
When did you...
I was too cryptic. I need answers.
And on, if you read the bookmark does is on in a third script that's completely new. This it says, see Otto Olesen for more details. Can't tell you myself. Can't help you. Wish I could.
Kate, we gotta go to our teacher. Let's go.
Okay.
So you bring the.
We bring all
everything.
The stuff.
Everything.
You bring everything. Okay.
We're just gonna go to him.
So you go to this door.
Mm-hmm.
He's opened this door. It's a nice day. You go in. You see Grace behind the counter and Otto behind the counter. You see Lilac basically organizing the. Organizing all the inventory, like the stuff on the shelves and stuff, while Tyreek is organizing the new singles, magic singles. They're like individual, like magic cards.
The mozzarella
that you can
Jesus
buy
lost.
By themselves. Yeah. So basically, you get to see them doing that, and so you go up to your teacher with the box. And you hand the...
No. See, we gotta get to a private place to do this. You gotta say, like,
so
do you have a back room or something?
This is important. Yeah, I do have a back room.
We have something very important.
You're bringing the box back?
Take us to your back room.
Okay. You go back to the... He takes you back to his office. It's a nice desk. And there's a window and there's like a bookshelf filled with like all sorts of role playing game books, some of which look like they're in languages that you've never seen. Or
now
games.
We were going to the back
Latin
room.
You are in the back room. His office.
Oh.
Latin elf better not.
Well, some are, some are not.
That's
some are
very
weird symbols. They're obviously like role playing game books based off the books that they're around, like D&D books and GURPS books and Dungeon World books
so,
and Savage Worlds books and all those.
But
types
so
of things.
Like none of them are in like Polish or.
And you wait,
Italian.
You,
I can recognize what Polish is.
It,
I don't
are,
know Polish.
Some of them are Polish. Some of them are Italian. Some of them are like Russian. Maybe?
Yeah, I can recognize Cyrillic script. I can do.
Some
that.
Of them are in Cyrillic script.
I can't read it. But I know what it is.
And yeah, basically that's what you see. And he has you sit down and put the box on his desk. And he opens it and looks and went, goes, oh. I guess I'm supposed to actually explain that. Okay. You want the simple explanation or the long explanation? Or you want... I'll give you the long explanation. Or the one. Well, you have time. Okay. So you've learned about the moon and sun dragons.
Yep.
I can't specify too much because promise made.
That thing, yeah.
Yeah, but
the original, like, the original holders, you know, basically, like, the original holders of these elements were the literal, well, elements of keys were the Elder Dragons.
Marine's
and then,
dragon.
Like, the Elder Dragons, which are not, they're half dragon, half hydra. Which
Wait,
is why they're
out
elder
of character.
Dragons.
So he's talking about the covenant that he made with the Insane Asylum. But that was only like...
About the Insane Asylum and about... But the Insane Asylum, what he said in the last episode, he said it was the relocating spot of a prison of a... A prison was moved there.
Okay, so... I feel like Kale is on the right track with it being the Night Dragon's prison.
Okay. And yeah, so yeah, basically it is the Night Dragon's prison. The previous holder of these keys were the first the Elder Dragons, and from the Elder Dragons they went to series of mortals over centuries because the Elder Dragons kind of had their stuff stolen multiple times, and then eventually they fell into the hands of Jasper, and then she gave them to her kids, and then the Sun Dragon had to use them against the sibling, and that kind of didn't work very well. And basically, end result was the Night Dragon used their magic to basically seal up the keys in the nearby surrounding forest and lock that forest with her prison. They make it so that when she came out, the keys came out. And the problem is now the original holders kind of can't use the elements. Just kind of can't.
Okay.
Anymore. So, not all the Elder Dragons are really care about. Like, Merlin is like, if it actually becomes a long lasting issue, Merlin will intervene. He's really powerful, but he's usually more. He usually keeps to England. Hina Jolching also usually doesn't interfere.
Uh-huh.
Neither does like Yidushaw. Yeah.
So they don't interfere, okay.
Well, the other two, Merlin does interfere. He just usually only interferes with England.
You'd think this is a pretty important thing for all of them to interfere with, though, right?
They're like, Jasmer and Felipe can deal with it.
Yes,
and
that's
they,
logical.
According to the dragon, they're the two that caused the problem. And,
yes, because you should always leave the problem to be solved by the person who started it.
Jasmer kind of caused it, and
yes,
and Felipe kind of is kindness, or not really is, but that's one of the stronger characteristics. He's white green.
Yes, but if all of them knew about the problem, shouldn't they have been helping?
They're like, because they kind of can't. They pretty much, the only thing they can do is find holders, bearers.
Have they done that?
They think that you two are two of them, and there's also a third in this town, and there's probably a good chance that all six of them are in this town.
Ooh, which one am I?
You. Are they gonna have to be magic users?
No.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm gonna say Sylvania.
Lilac
and Tyreek. Like all those kids we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna guess that some of those.
I mean, the only ones so far.
Sophia probably too.
So far, the only ones that there's only one of them in here. And they've discovered that you two and Sylvania Talbot, those are the only three they've detected so far.
Do they know what elements we are? Because maybe
they have they've narrowed it down to two per.
Can you tell us that information? Maybe? Because that could help us narrow it down. You can't tell us what elements they think we are?
We just have to figure
it out. Yeah,
we're going to figure this out. Okay, character traits. Let's go.
I can tell you which three are the most likely for you. I can't.
Each of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you're centered in red, basically. So, you would be centered with spectacle or loyalty, with kindness as a close third. The only one they're pretty sure you're not is generosity. Pretty sure you're not white, blue, law, generosity, those types of things. For you, they think you could be. They think you're either loyalty, kindness. They think you could also be the sixth one. They don't think you're generosity, and they kind of don't think you're spectacle or laughter either.
What's the sixth one?
The sixth one is, you're not allowed to know.
It's magic! It's magic! If we're going by the source material, the sixth one is magic.
Are you... I'm interpreting it as if you were talking, in My Little Pony, it's magic. And so...
I said it exactly the way I said it.
No, because My Little Pony is not the source material in this world. In this world, My Little Pony took it from this.
I am not... in character, I was not saying, hey, My Little Pony is the answer to this.
Well, it does resemble My Little Pony a little bit. And if you've ever heard of the plot of My Little Pony, you would know.
But yes. The creators of My Little Pony wouldn't know what the sixth one is.
Yeah, they wouldn't.
So, it could be completely wrong.
It could be. That's a good point.
So, the goblet, it's mainly because it's this is more relevant after you've dealt with the night dragon.
After, okay, so you're expecting a bunch of kids to deal with the big bad dragon that dragons couldn't even deal with, right?
Well, no, it wasn't the elder dragons, it was a singular dragon that couldn't deal
so
with
So you
it.
Want some kids to deal with something that a dragon couldn't handle on their own?
Well, with one... Because it was one person using elements they weren't supposed to use against them.
So
if it's six people using the elements, it should work.
What? We're kids!
Yes! And I don't have a choice.
I don't understand how you're assigning elements. Because there's no way you can know these things for sure without knowing, like, the person themselves.
No, it's not based off the person themselves.
I know, you're basing it off of the magic.
Yeah, it's based on their magic. Their magic usually
your
reflects
magic
their
doesn't,
personality.
Mine does not. You know this. Mine is based on who I am. Like, my genetics. Like, I'm part angel. That's why I'm the white.
Yeah, that's why you weren't generosity and kindness was not very strong, but it was there.
But so, then wouldn't it be a lot easier to track the other ones down? If it's really so simple as these are the magic?
Well, it's not entirely the magic, but, like, they think that you're most likely either loyalty or magic.
There are no adults to come in and do this for us, because obviously the 12-year-olds are your only option.
Well, no, it's not the 12-year-olds. I mean,
we are.
I mean, Ilac's one of the...
He is still a child.
Yeah, but he's not.
I don't know why I'm referring to all of us as children.
I mean, one, he's 16, but two. Still. Like, the big issue is we can't just go, we're going to solve the problem ourselves. Because We literally can't.
But you also can't leave it to us to figure out on our own.
Oh, yeah. We're going to help you. We're just not... We can't...
You haven't exactly been very helpful so far.
I'm not... I can't reveal any more information. I haven't been told...
Not with information. I mean, like, with warning people.
The warning people involved... Based off the patterns we know about we know enough about the Night Dragon to know that they're going to basically immediately go after the elements.
Okay,
and
so
you're gonna help you.
You said
we're basically there as distraction for the Night Dragon while you go and get the elements, use the element, and then get the elements ready and then use them.
Okay, nice. We've gotten all the information we need.
Like that's not a. What did you think? That we were going to just leave it up to you?
That's kind of what you're doing?
Out on our own. We had to walk into this and go into the crazy insane asylum.
Before you walked into the insane asylum, it wasn't known who the elements were.
Nice. It takes us almost dying for you to understand that we're meant to save the world.
We literally... There was no one to detect you.
Does that mean Savanya's gone in?
Savanya? No, she hasn't been in since then.
But if they couldn't detect us...
No, but that's because the one of the dragons didn't come into town until literally yesterday.
Okay, I think we've got all the information we need so far.
Wait, no dragons...
were in town until literally yesterday.
Was that Sophia?
No, they came in as the guests for the thing.
Wait, was that yesterday?
Guests for what?
The like summer festival? Wasn't that it?
Yeah, they're gonna come in later.
Oh, wait!
The summer festival hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, summer festival isn't till like the 20th.
Who's the dragon?
Sophia.
Sophia's the dragon!
Sophia, you have to go ask her.
I'm taking that as a yes, so I'm not gonna go ask her.
Okay. Out of character, that is a yes.
Okay.
You were right to be suspicious, but not because she's bad guy. Because she's good guy.
Because she's good guy.
Yes.
Okay, so now we need to figure out what the symbols...
Wait, then should we go to her for help?
Yes! We need to go find her.
You don't
her.
Know where she is.
Okay.
Well,
let's get the other cup from the chapel.
Yes.
He's gonna mention something to you. If you want to talk to her, she plans on coming in next Monday for a vintage tournament.
Or you could tell her or tell us where she is, like right
no,
now,
I can't,
because this is kind of an urgent event. You know that you've dumped on a bunch of kids, so you might want to help us out here a little bit. You said you would.
Yeah, I can't. She's literally currently... She won't know... She needs... Because by that night, she'll know who all of the elements that she needs to figure out who the next two are. And so, basically, I can't let you talk to her until she finishes that freaking spell.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay.
So...
Let's go check my house. After we get the cup.
Yeah, okay.
So you go to the old church and you go into the place where you like bell, do the bells on the organ. You grab the cup, and then since you now have two cups, the one is very simple and it's like wood with a slight gold on it, but not much. It's very simple. Whereas the other is like nice and elaborate, has all sorts of like runes on it and everything.
So...
That's the one we got. Yeah,
that's the second one.
They're gonna go check the house.
So you go to your house?
Yeah. As if he got a box.
At your house, is his parents, and your parents, and the police officers.
Oh no!
All trying to confer and figure out where in the crap you two are.
Okay. We have to run. Do we run?
Why do you have to run?
Let's just...
Why can't you just go say, hey, we're here?
Okay,
yeah.
I hide in my wings. This seems like a safe area to hide in my wings.
Crit success, one of them goes, oh, there they are! We found them!
I'm like...
And you know who the one who did that? Richard McKinnon, the other, the deputy.
I'm definitely still hiding inside my wings.
And your parents go up to you and up to you. And your parents are kind of like...
they can't see my face.
And they're like trying to comfort you because you're all being scared.
I'm not. I'm only scared because I think they're going to punish me.
Yeah, that's why they're comforting you.
They're
you're
not
scared.
Comforting me. They're scaring me.
That is a weird thing.
And then your parents, your mom and dad... go up to you and go, "What in the crap were you thinking?" And that's your dad.
What in the crap
were you thinking?
That was a terrible mock swear.
She just hit me.
She didn't even touch you though.
She hit me, and she did touch me.
I did not hit you.
Okay, you
I went
me.
Like this.
Okay.
Yeah, she went like, she just barely touched me. Fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically your parents are chewing you out for being dumb enough to go right, to do that.
I think I get out of my wings and I point out, hey, I was the one that flew him over there.
Yeah, yes.
Was
but
my wings.
And then
it's the sheriff's fault because shouldn't they have been monitoring us closer?
Your parents are like, one, we were more than willing to send you up there by yourself. It was just nice that the sheriff and the deputy.
We went to the insane asylum and you guys didn't care.
No, that was a terrible decision, especially after learning what Mr. Olsen told us.
You never warned me. You let me wander off on my own.
Yeah, because there was nothing dangerous according to what we knew. And now we know that there's that dangerous. Don't go there. Don't do it. You have the brains to know what's stupid and what's not. And if you really think that if you have a question about whether it's stupid or not, don't do it. It's not. Whereas your parents are a lot more... her parents are a lot like hands-off-y like that. Your parents are all... You did something bad, and now you, or some you, that was a terrible decision, son. Now you are going to be stuck at home for the next 4 days.
Again, I carried him and I flew him.
Yeah, and he was the one. Yes, and you should have thought about the fact that if he were to fall, you wouldn't die, but he probably would.
What day is it?
This is Thursday, and so 4 days. To Friday, to Saturday, to Sunday, to Monday. You won't be out of that on Monday to go talk to who you think is Josmer.
Why am I getting out of punishment?
Oh, your parents are going to punish you.
I'm going to fly out the window.
You know how they're going to punish you?
Put bars on your window.
No.
You can't take my flight.
No. Their idea of a good punishment is a stern talking to and having you basically get a good talk fight and then going home and then having one of your grandparents who lives at home with you go and yell and then start they're the one who's going to yell at you.
I fly away!
No, you kind of can't. You're stuck in the house at that point.
Did anybody other than Sylvania see us fly off?
You don't know.
If the sheriff didn't see us fly off, couldn't they have just assumed that we left?
Well, considering Sylvania probably told the sheriff.
Why would Sylvania have told the sheriff?
Well,
she's the daredevil. She wouldn't have...
Okay, fine. One of the college students noticed and mentioned it. Whatever.
Just like, hey, those two kids flew off.
Yeah, basically. So now you two are in trouble. You're not, you...
I'm angry at my parents.
It was reasonable for you to, and they're punishing you. And you
for what?
For being an idiot and flying off a cliff with your friend who could have died.
This was stupid.
Yes, it was.
Well, it wasn't.
Sure, out of character, I was sorely tempted to just start telling you, this is a bad decision, and then I went, wait, I'm just going to let them do this?
just so you could make our parents punish us later?
No, I'm not gonna punish you.
I did not want to be second-handedly punished in GURPS today.
Well, you shouldn't have made a decision that was
no, you didn't have to make my parents actually punish me. This is a game.
Yes, and
usually
you're...
they don't realize that
it's
they were
just...
ever in danger.
This is not just
which,
a game.
I mean,
this
not
is
a good
like,
thing.
This is an improv activity slash this is it's actually like actual like storytelling.
Okay, so the entire time they're chewing me out, I'm hiding in my wings.
No.
And they
your
can't...
parents weren't chewing you out. Your grandparents.
Well, they were doing that. I'm hiding in my wings.
Yeah. And then your parents try and comfort you after that because your grandparent is a bit overzealous. It's your
I'm upset with them.
It's your grandma. And I don't know why you're upset. You did something stupid. Yeah. Out of character. That was out of character. Your parents are punishing you because you decided to go let your friend pick you up and fly you. And that's not particularly safe.
I'm gonna deal with that. I think I'm going to deal with the... No. No, I'm going to tell them to make it 3 days. Because I got important business. It's about the world.
You no. gotta show them the important stuff and say, hey, you can call my teacher. They can vouch
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, the way you said it. No. And then they send you up to bed. Well, actually, then you, and this is like after dinner and stuff. So now do you guys want to skip?
Yes. Skip. Skip, skip, skip.
We skip through the weekend. You go to church on Sunday. Have a nice plot relevant speech given by Jonathan Talbot.
Did you really have to say that? A nice plot relevant thing by the
no, like
pastor.
You know how in a lot of stories where they'll have like the pastor give a speech that somehow is relevant to the plot.
No.
Like foreshadowing?
No, I don't.
Okay, whatever.
I've never read a story with
like
religious foreshadowing
in a way that's related to the plot.
Yeah, but you don't know what they were trying to foreshadow. So
okay.
you don't know what
we missed the foreshadowing. Okay.
You because you're 12-year-old kids and you probably weren't paying attention that much.
No, we don't pay attention during.
And then let's skip to Monday. It's 6 p.m. and that's when it's 5:30 p.m. and it's almost time for vintage night. Well, eternal night at Otto's Gaming and Collectibles.
Is it dark yet?
No, it is summer.
Well, either way, I'm gonna sneak out. It'd be a little more
out
awesome
your window?
If it was night when I sneak out, but yeah.
Out your window. It's,
yeah.
Your house is a one-story house. Yeah.
Good.
There you go.
Roll to make minimum noise.
Okay.
I'll give you a bonus because you're not trying to go down two floors. So I'll give this is stealth plus 4.
Okay. I win.
13. You make some noise to the... Let's say this to like when you learned a bit about your sister being an element and that type of stuff.
When we learned
that. So actually let's just have you learn it. So the elements are literally are Lauren Russell, your sister, Savannah Russell, you two, Lilac, Eden, and Grace Anderson. Those are all the members, the elements.
Okay. But, important question. You had a whole bunch of important information that you sent to him.
Yeah.
Specifically him. You sent it to his house that had his name on it.
Yeah.
Did you tell anybody else that they were an element? Oh.
No. Mainly because we wanted to get the two with magic first. The main two with you two first.
Lilac has magic, and he is 16.
Yeah, and you two are the ones that...
We're 12.
And you two are a lot closer to your teacher and knew, and would be a lot more likely to learn about it.
But
plus
there are adults.
And also, you two are the ones that we discovered first. And so we sent the information to you two.
discovered the other insane asylum.
You discovered the fact that you...
It was rather unfortunate that we almost died to the wolves inside of it. Yes. What if we had died? What would you do then?
There'd be new elements, and two.
You are very. You wouldn't care.
And two, yes, no, we care as in you two died, but it's not going to cause our plans to our ability to fight the night dragon to go. Nope, we can't fight the night dragon anymore. It's done.
So we're not essential.
You're not.
We're disposable.
No,
you're
essentially telling us
that we are disposable.
No, not once the night starts. Once the night dragon starts eternal night, you two are not disposable and you can't be replaced.
That's nice to know.
The only reason you two
will be expendable up until
and
the point.
Why
where
was
we're
everybody that had the elements? Why was everybody in this town?
That's
I know.
A good question. Plot
I know.
Convenience.
I don't know. Most
is it
like
plot
the,
convenience?
I think a good chance is that it's just the magic of the elements leaked out through the time magic into this place.
Mm-hmm.
And that affected how you two.
That makes sense.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
It's dinner time.
Yeah, basically. And so, yeah. That's. You just learned about
food.
The elements and all that type of stuff. Do you want to skip to. Day one of the festival. The festival!
I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah, and I snuck back in successfully, right?
You had to roll for that.
Alright.
Watch your parents.
Actually, I'm gonna roll for your parents noticing that you left. Or your twin. So, see.
Can we roll against, like, a 15?
13? I'll say that there's a good chance that they are about to notice at the time that you go in.
Right.
So you have to roll well. You fell, they notice you coming in.
Through the window?
Yeah. And they ground
you.
Let's stop. And now you're. And now they say, you're grounded until the festival.
Until.
Okay. Yeah, and now let's skip to the first day one of the festival. Well, I don't know if food's done.
I can smell
it. Oh, we're eating. Oh, well, wait, we're eating with you. We might be able to play after dinner.
No, I gotta go running.
Oh, no, no. You could go running. I could do a mini adventure with just him.
Did you just do the puppy dog face? Your puppy dog face is terrible.
Okay.
It's never very convincing.
You should take a picture of it.
No.
Please?
No.
I want to see it.
No.
Please?
No.
I'll punch you.
Go make the face in the mirror if you want to see it so bad. That's the piano.
Well, it's
shiny.
Yeah. So, it's day one of
the festival.
The festival.
Wait, wouldn't the thing have happened by now, though?
No, the festival, the day
no,
is...
No, the magic...
The day isn't until during the festival. There's a reason they scheduled them. They like the fact that they got the schedule right for this year's Independence Festival.
That's good.
It gets purposeful.
Let's hope we don't die.
So, in the course of those weeks, you tell your sister, you start meeting together as a group, the elements, basically. And there's a good chance that you basically most of what you did was play Magic Gathering.
I play outside.
Play Magic Gathering and play tabletop board games and that
outside.
Type of stuff with each other, and play outside with each other. You just play and do things with each other.
Most of my character's interests involve being outside. I can drop things professionally.
Yeah.
I have a skill in dropping things on people while I'm flying.
Dropping things on targets for fun.
Still.
Yeah. So, it's day one of the festival, and I actually have some pages for this. So, where is it?
Yeah.
Independence week, day one. Your parents are taking you out to the Jameson farm. And you're probably talking about the fact that, like, literally tomorrow... No. Wednesday morning, like at sunrise, is that when you are going to be basically immediately thrust into get the elements.
I think it's almost time for dinner.
Basically. So. Well, okay. We could just have some free talk moments. So we're going to do a scene that probably should have happened, but we're going to see how it goes. It is the first meeting of the elements of... Well, we're going to say elements of harmony.
Is the goal soon?
Yeah, and so I want to do a quick YouTube just doing a speed explanation of what has happened so far.
Okay,
in
let's
all the
go.
Madness. So, you two are trying to explain to Lilac Eden, Sylvania Talbot. Where's his sister?
Lauren.
Oh, and Lauren and Grace and everyone. And now, ready, set, explain.
Okay, so.
You need the help.
Yes.
There were these two dragons, Day Dragon, Night Dragon. Night Dragon got upset, jealous, whatever, demon form, became evil, tried to do whatever. They had to lock him away with the elements. The elements that are needed to... They're very powerful.
I'm making reactions! Stop it! Do your speed reaction.
Okay, so... locked away. They transferred the prison to the old...
Asylum,
yeah. The insane asylum. And that opened recently. Which means that the Night Dragon's gonna get... That's very distracting. The dragon's gonna get out soon. Gonna try to make Eternal Night or whatever. Kill lots of people. End of the world stuff. Mages and dragons are gonna be a distraction while we go get the elements so we can lock them away.
What? Why do we have to do this? This is Lauren.
Because Sophia says that we are the
chosen ones.
Who's Sophia?
The chosen ones. Yes.
Who's Sophia?
She is a dragon.
Which dragon?
She's a dragon. Either way, there is a big dragon involved. I'm not sure which dragon's involved, but it's one of those big dragons.
Oh,
it was
one of the other dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it was one of them. And Mr. Olafson.
Yeah.
Him and Sophia, I think, have both made promises that they can't tell us exact details. But, you know, there's this big thing. It's going to happen sometime over the summer festival. And yes, they left it up to us, the kids, and they left it up to the 12-year-olds to explain it. What do you think? We're all gonna die.
This is Grace going. And actually, no. This is Sylvania. Does this mean that I can be a hero?
Yes, sure. Optimistic view. That's good.
She just finds that excited. Being famous is the main part she likes.
Oh my gosh.
So each one of us belongs to one of these. Elements.
Values or whatever. Yeah. Things like generosity and loyalty and kindness and laughter, that's one of them. I don't remember which ones I'm
You have a sheet in front of you that says that one of the elements is honesty.
Yes, honesty. And then the sixth one is one that none of us knows what it is, but one of us is that thing. So, anybody's guess what that is. Don't go in the insane asylum. Don't go near it. Don't go through the gate. Don't touch that thing. Don't do anything stupid.
We're not going.
I'm looking
there.
At you, Lilac.
Not,
don't do anything stupid.
I thought you had just invited us over so we could play like a game or something. Not so I could be told about the end of the world.
I'm 12. What did you expect?
A game.
Well, this has been really nice.
Now. And then move to actually playing a game like Lilac thought you were going to do. Because
I'm gonna go fly outside. This is boring.
No, you have to play a game with your future friends.
Why do we have to play a Roblox, a roll top playing game?
A roll top playing game. And that has been everyone. I have been Caleb Grindstaff. I have been Caleb Grindstaff. This has been
Tabletop Role Playing Games.
Say bye.
There you go.
Bye.
And Charlotte.
Bye.
We have been GURPS Con Amigos. Check us out at GURPS Con Amigos on Twitter. I am at BTD4Player1 on Twitter. Have a good night. Just like us. Bye.
Chicken nuggets.